council meeting. This is the October 17th, 2017 meeting of the city council. The time right now is 7:03 p.m. Ms. Atkinson, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Hanford, Jasmussen, and Gimble.
Thank you. And we have Truth 148 here tonight. Mr. Samuel Freeman has agreed to come forward and say the pledge, and Mr. Rasmussen has been kind enough to allow her to say that. And as I'm saying this, I'm delaying. Councilmember Davis is just in her chambers. We have the record show to be just in her chambers. And I heard from Councilmember Cutback earlier this evening. She said she'd be a little late this evening. We'll go ahead and announce for the record when the other council members come into chambers. And Mr. Freeman.
Come on up to the podium. Please join me in pledge, please. I pledge allegiance.
Apparently, they had a leak in there some time ago where they had to pull out a lot of drywall. And so we just, during that meeting, it got so structure specific, we just kind of moved the meeting over to the Providence building. And the fire marshal and building official walked through the building with them, just kind of giving us some heads up on some things that may come up, or just give them a peace of mind on some, you know, things that they don't have to do. And so.
On your next week, we'll be here to update passwords on your phones. So please bring them in. Can't make it, just give us a call and we can bring you to get them updated during the week.
Thank you. Mr. Swanson, anything further?
Nothing to say.
Okay, Ms. Hasser?
Nothing to say.
Okay, Mr. Feilberg?
Nothing to say.
Okay, Chief Quinzer?
Yes, all the council members should have received several emails this week, in reference to our parking ordinance and the perception that it wasn't strict enough and the like. I can assure you it is as strict as it can be considering recent legal case law that has come down. And also, I'd like to emphasize that our parking restrictions do not apply to private property. Then the other thing I have, which was Friday the 13th, I had the opportunity to attend the 50th wedding anniversary of Chaplain Hanford, and I can assure you a good time was had by all.
That's great. Thank you, Chief. All right, up here, Ms. May.
If you want to take a look at the extended agenda for next week, we are in several instances just having final readings of things that you saw today for first reading. I would bring to your attention that we do have beginning the project acceptance and lien period for Powell Street. That's the sewer and water replacement project. And then approval of addendum number one to the interlocal agreement for housing inmates at Sunnyside. So that will be coming back to you. And I think the meat of next week's meeting is really then our joint meeting with the Parks Board. So we'll be hearing more about the master planning process both at Lake Tai and at Cadman Park, and some reporting out and further discussion about the policy directions you want to take. The only other item I have is just a reminder, you have in front of you this evening the elected officials essentials workshop, and I would want to just bring to your attention, it's a very tiny print, the training will cover key points of the Open Government Training Act. And so I would just remind you that you do have a responsibility to be updated on that, and this was one way to get those CEs fulfilled, continuing education credits. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for giving me the extended agenda online, so I no longer have to have the phone set up.
Again, you can
thank you, Super.
Any other questions for City Administrator? Okay, we've got the road this week in the agendas, and we have no other business this evening. Councilmember Attorney? Mr. Lowell?
Thank you. Council, my firm's contract renewal was in the consent agenda of tonight's meeting, and I just want to take this opportunity to tell each of you how meaningful it is to be your city attorney, how much I appreciate that opportunity, how much I've enjoyed working with you over the past 7 years. It's simply been 7 years this month. I appreciate your stability, your support through the good times and bad. We certainly had an interesting ride with some of the litigation we've had over the years. But I don't think it's an overstatement to say that working with your staff is probably the most enjoyable and gratifying aspect of my career. So I want to thank you very much for that opportunity and look forward to serving you in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You should just know he's taking a long sabbatical.
Pretty fun. Plenty of room in the suitcase, council member.
I'm taking the highest we have the business evening. Thank you. Council member Rasmussen.
Second.
Yeah, a motion from council member Rasmussen. Second. Council member Gamble. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes.